Now, whether we're making breakfast, dinner, or dessert, there's probably a good chance to use eggs. They're one of the most versatile ingredients out there, and we're talking about them this week on Food Friday. Our guest is here to share some creative ways to use eggs, especially fresh eggs that we get at the farmer's market or maybe our own backyard. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your favorite way to make and or eat an egg? Fried, scrambled, poached, baked, something else? What tips have you learned over the years for getting eggs just right? Do you have questions about how to make eggs in the best way? And do you raise your own chickens? What's that been like for you? Do you notice a difference between fresh eggs and less fresh eggs? Call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Lisa Steele is a fifth-generation chicken keeper, a master gardener, and creator of the blog Fresh Eggs Daily. She's the author of several books. Her latest is the Fresh Eggs Daily Cookbook, over 100 fabulous recipes to use eggs in unexpected ways. Lisa, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Well, raising chickens has been part of your life since you were a kid and something you came back to as an adult. What led you to devote yourself to sharing knowledge about raising chickens and what to do with the eggs?
You know, it turns out that there are a lot of people interested in it. I started as an adult back in 2009. It was the recession. A lot of people were looking at where their food was coming from or worried about it and out of work. And backyard chickens started to really grow in popularity. And we're kind of seeing that again over the last 2 years. There's been a huge interest in raising backyard chickens. And I thought it was time to write a cookbook to help people know what to do with all those eggs.
You say right away in the book, fresh eggs are going to be better to cook with. They're going to taste better. They're going to cook better. Why is that? Why is there such a difference?
There really is a big difference. And it's because as an egg ages, it loses a lot of moisture through the pores in the eggshell. So as the egg gets older, it's not going to taste good. It's going to be drier, not as full of water. And also the white thins out and the membrane around the yolk thins out. So for example, when you're frying an egg, when you drop that egg into the pan, if it's super fresh, it's just going to stay there. If it's an older egg, it's going to spread out all over your pan, which of course you don't want.
Not all of us are going to have chickens in the backyard. For people who don't, what is your best advice on finding the freshest possible eggs?
Absolutely. Your own chickens are the best. I definitely have to say that. But drive around your neighborhood. I would venture a guess that there are some of your neighbors who are raising chickens and might have a fresh egg sign outside. Go to a farmer's market or to a small specialty. Some of the more upscale grocery stores will stock local eggs. Or if you do go to a regular supermarket, you can look at the end of the egg carton for the secret code that tells you how old the eggs actually are. And once you know how to read that code, you can easily pick out the freshest off the supermarket shelf.
How do we read that code?
So it's a 3-digit code on one end of the egg carton from 001, which corresponds to January 1st, all the way to 365, which is December 31st. And that's the day of the year that those eggs were put in that carton. So you want to look for the highest number, which is going to be the day closest to the current day.
It's Food Friday. We're talking to Lisa Steele, creator of the blog Fresh Eggs Daily. She has chickens. She therefore has eggs. She has a new book out called The Fresh Eggs Daily Cookbook, over 100 fabulous recipes to use eggs in unexpected ways. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your egg cooking questions. There are a lot of things that a lot of us do wrong, it turns out, including me. 800-642-1234. Or if you raise chickens yourself, love to hear from you, your story, how you got into it, what you do with all the eggs. 800-642-1234 is the number, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let's talk about some of those things that some of us do wrong, Lisa. Now, this one I've done. I crack the egg on the side of the bowl, of course, and then drop it right into my batter or whatever. Two mistakes right there. Clear me up, please.
Yes, two mistakes. Yes. So you should always crack an egg on a flat surface. When you use the corner of a counter or the corner of your bowl, you risk pushing little pieces of the eggshell or whatever bacteria is on that shell into the egg. And nobody wants that. So that's your first mistake. So always on a flat surface. And then the second mistake is cracking right into your batter or whatever you're making, because if that egg is bad for some reason, or if you do have pieces of eggshell, they're going to be really hard to get out of the batter. So you always want to crack an egg into a small bowl separately. The mistake you didn't make, though, that I have made, is cracking an egg and then right over the stand mixer as the mixer is going.
Oh.
Because if that mixer catches the eggshell, you will never get it all out of your batter.
Wow. Yeah, no, that one I have not done. You also talk about, and I didn't know this, it sounds like especially for baking, but for some purposes, it matters what temperature your egg is when you start, like if you're just pulling it out of the fridge. What's the rule for that?
It really does. You know, as much as ingredients matter, the temperature of ingredients matters. So if it calls for cold butter, you want your butter to be cold. If it calls for room temperature eggs, you want them to be room temperature. If you're adding cold eggs to a batter or a mix, it's going to cause the fats in that to seize up. So it's not going to mix up as well, and things aren't going to incorporate the way that they should. So if it does say room temperature milk or eggs or whatever it is, they should be at room temperature. And I mean, it's not a lot, although I always forget myself, but 30 minutes out on the counter should bring that egg up to room temperature.
Brianna caller now at 800-642-1234. David starts us off in Iron River. David, hi.
Hello. Yeah, I'm calling. As I told your screener there, kind lady, I might add, I've been raising chickens really since Shep was a puppy. You know, that's a long time, about 60 years. I found, back in my old pulp peeling days, I was peeling pulp. I would make egg sandwiches. I'd cook up 4 eggs the night before. I found the best way to cook egg sandwiches, and there's nothing better than a good egg sandwich, in my opinion, is you cook them on medium heat. And the fresh eggs, I listened to your lady talking there about how when a good egg gets in the pan, it doesn't run all over the world. It kind of stays with you. The yolk sits up nice. If you've ever had your own eggs and your own chickens, I certainly know what she was talking about. And the yolk is brighter, it's oranger. I just wanted to say that none of our old girls ever die except natural deaths at our place. We keep them, and we get about 5 or 6 eggs. We don't have a big flock, but they are just outstanding. I'd like to read the literature this your host has put out there, your host lady. I
David,
think that.
thanks a lot for sharing that story. David really is into those eggs. He pre-makes an egg sandwich, or used to when he worked, to pre-made an egg sandwich to bring into work with him. Lisa, do you have thoughts on the best way to, because you're not going to fry up the eggs at work, at most workplaces, unless
Right.
you work at a restaurant, I guess. Do you have thoughts on, pre-preparing something like that?
I mean, I think that's a great idea. I don't think there's anything wrong with making an egg sandwich at home in the morning and, putting the cheese on and everything, and then maybe heating it up when you get to work. I mean, I never really thought about that. I kind of think of as hard-boiled eggs as what you would maybe travel with, but I think making an egg sandwich is great.
David, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Marcus joins us now in Milwaukee. Marcus, hi.
Hi. I've had this debate going on with a couple of people and never really quite come to a good answer. So I was hoping maybe your guest could help us out, Rob. The question is should an egg be, like kind of pre-rinsed or pre-washed before being cracked, just in case, like you said before, like you have a piece of shell fall in there? I mean, I always figured that if you cooked it hot enough, it would kill the bacteria, hopefully, but I've heard both ways, and I guess I was just wondering for some input.
Marcus, thanks for the call. I gotta say, Lisa, I don't think I've ever pre-washed an egg. Should I be?
Well, commercially, store-bought eggs have been washed before they're put in the carton, which is why they have to be refrigerated. So if you're buying commercial eggs, no, you don't really need to wash them. But if you are raising your own chickens or buying from a neighbor or a farmer's market, yes, it's a good idea to rinse the eggs in warm water just before you use them. That kind of rinses off any bacteria that might be on the shell. And, it's just good practice. There's nothing wrong with washing commercial eggs also, but it is important if you do have fresh eggs that you rinse them off just before you use them.
Excellent. Marcus, hope that resolves the debate for you. It's Food Friday. We're talking to Lisa Steele right now about her book, The Fresh Eggs Daily Cookbook. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What's your favorite way to eat eggs? Do you have a cooking problem you need solved when it comes to your favorite eggy recipes? Do you have access to farm fresh eggs, whether that's your own farm, your own backyard, or maybe your neighbors or that farmer's market? Do you notice the difference in how they cook, bake, and taste? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll have a recipe or two coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We pick up our Food Friday talk with Lisa Steele, author of the book The Fresh Eggs Cookbook, over 100 fabulous recipes to use eggs in unexpected ways. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your favorite egg-related recipes, your egg questions, and let us know if you have a backyard chicken operation going on. 800-642-1234. You can find some recipes at WPR.org/Food Friday. And Lisa, before we go back to our callers, let's check out a recipe now. Now, I love squash and I like eggs. You've got baked eggs in butternut squash rings. These look pretty cool. How does this come together?
Really beautiful, but if you do love squash, it's a different way to make it. You basically slice your squash up, cut out the seeds and all the guts inside, and then a little olive oil, salt, and pepper, bake them till they get a little bit soft, you know, not completely cooked, but then you want to take them out of the oven, add an egg, add a little Parmesan cheese, a little more olive oil, salt, and pepper, then back in the oven until the egg is cooked to your liking. You can do jammy, runny, you know, hard cooked, whatever way you like your yolk. And then I like to have a little bit of fresh sage with them. I think sage and eggs go really well. But it's just a really pretty, nice dinner, especially if you're trying to not eat quite as much red meat, or if you have people coming over for dinner who might be vegetarian, because it's pretty hearty. You know, squash are, they're stick to your ribs.
And it sounds really easy, too.
Yes, super easy.
Awesome. You can join in at 800-642-1234 as we cook with eggs. Irene is with us now in Phillips. Irene, hi.
Can you hear me?
Yep. You're loud and clear, Irene. Go ahead.
Good. In my hands right now, I have a picture of a little boy with a chick on his shoulder. My cousin Lori's husband came home one day in Chicago and said, I bought a dozen eggs from a farmer, fresh eggs. Here they are. And she heard noises in her refrigerator, put one on the windowsill to bake in the sun, and a little chick popped out.
Wow.
And I think you have to be concerned about that once in a while. And I've never bought any since then, and my cousin Lori never did either. So thank you for listening.
Irene, thanks for the call. I guess that's something people want to avoid, Lisa, hatching the eggs they're planning to eat.
Yeah, well, yes, definitely. You know, we have a rooster. We collect eggs every day. They go right in the fridge. It takes 3 weeks at pretty elevated temperatures near 100 degrees for a chick to develop and then ultimately hatch. So definitely something was going on wrong there in the whole process from the coop to the carton, let's say.
Irene, thanks for sharing that with us. Aaron joins us now in Kenosha. Aaron, hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. What do you want to tell us about, Aaron?
Well, I could talk about eggs all day. I've got my own flocks of ducks and chickens both, and I've got a million uses for them. But, in fact, I'm having omelets tonight on Meatless Friday. But so my question is, and I've researched this but never gotten a clear answer, after peeling 3 dozen duck eggs this morning, what's the best way to peel those doggone things after you hard cook them?
Man, oh, man, Aaron, I'm right there with you. I have difficulties peeling them well, and I do like hard-boiled eggs. Lisa, what's the secret?
Yes, I love this question because I get it a lot. Fresh eggs are hard to peel because air has not had time to get into the egg to push that membrane away from the shell. So the common advice is to just let the eggs get old, but who wants to eat old eggs? So you want to eat your eggs fresh. The trick is to steam them over simmering water. So in a double boiler, a colander, something like that, steam the eggs for 12 minutes, duck eggs would be 20 minutes. And then you want to put them right into ice water until they're cold enough to handle. And even eggs laid that morning will just peel like a charm. It works for either chicken or duck eggs, either 12 minutes or 20 minutes.
And you mentioned steaming instead of boiling the
mm-hmm.
eggs.
Yes. And another benefit is sometimes when you're boiling eggs, they bounce around a little and they crack open, you know, while they're cooking. So when they're steaming, they're just sitting quietly in the steamer basket. So you don't get the cracked eggs. You don't get the broken eggs, which is also nice.
Thanks again for calling in and sharing that, Erin. Oh, one corollary here, Lisa. If I do have some eggs and I look at the code and they're kind of older, is boiling them probably one of the better uses for them?
At that point, yes. You know, they're going to peel well if they're older. You could hard boil them. You can use them as egg wash or something like that. You know, I wouldn't necessarily try to make a souffle or something where the egg really is the star of that dish, but to bread some eggplant cutlets or chicken cutlets or something like that, they're going to work just fine.
We are talking about eggs on this edition of Food Friday. Lisa Steele is with us. Her new book is The Fresh Eggs Daily Cookbook, over 100 fabulous recipes to use eggs in unexpected ways. Still time for your call with your favorite egg recipes, your egg stories, your experiences, your egg experiences, raising chickens in your own backyard, 800-642-1234. I'll show myself out. Kim is with us now in Iowa. Kim, hi.
Hello.
What did you want to tell us about, Kim?
Well, I'm calling in reference to how to take your eggs to work. I'm older, and when I was young, we would go to Mass before school, and we were not allowed to eat until after communion. So in the morning, we would take an egg, we'd whip it up. We called them pancake eggs, but really they're omelets, one egg omelet, and you put it on bread and good butter, wrap it in wax paper, and then it's ready to go. It's delicious.
Excellent, Kim.
And
thanks.
I still make those.
You do. Kim, thanks for sharing that with us. Lisa, she mentioned these are effectively omelets. Do you have a favorite omelet secret to share with us?
Oh, I love making omelets. I think the secret is to use enough butter and to keep the temperature low, because you really don't want to brown the egg. You just want to cook it, not use too many eggs. Like she mentioned, just one egg, swirl it around in the pan. And I just like to do a trifold, you know, so you flip over both sides, even with no filling inside. If you have a nice, delicious, fresh egg, it's going to taste wonderful.
Thanks a lot for sharing that egg memory. David joins us now in Port Edwards. David, hi.
Hi. I'm just calling in regards to people in peeling a hard-boiled egg. My experience is to have cold water, take as many eggs that you're going to boil, like say six, and boil it, bring it to a boil, turn off the heat, cover it, 2 minutes per egg, and then over 12 minutes it'll harden up. And then after that, drain the water, put cold water in it, let it sit until you get it handy, and then you can peel it right away with cold water.
David, thanks a lot for that call. And I got to say, Lisa, when I've researched online to find the secret to boiling eggs and peeling them, I've found like 50 different answers. Your steaming one sounds pretty good, and I've never tried that, I got to say.
I think it's some kind of egg magic. But yes, I tried almost everything researching my book. And just because we do have so many eggs that I try to hard boil, and the steaming just works every time. I swear by it.
All right. Thanks a lot, David. We'll go to Bryce now in Wisconsin, I should say, not the state. Bryce, hi.
Hi there.
What'd you want to tell us about, Bryce?
Well, I wanted to mention that a number of years ago, there was a farm a few miles from me that I used to drive by periodically, and there was a sign in the yard there that was advertising their wares and services. The sign was hand-lettered sign. It said, "Fresh eggs will sharpen scissors."
So fresh eggs will sharpen scissors.
Yeah, and I just wanted to ask the guest if she's ever tried that, how it works to sharpen scissors with fresh eggs.
I'm gonna guess, Lisa, probably not.
I have not, but I love that sign, and that's why we all need to pay attention to our punctuation.
Bryce, thanks a lot for sharing that. Lisa, I got to say, one of my favorite ways to eat eggs is fried with some runny yolk, like on a sandwich, which you can't take it to work because it's way too messy. Do you have some advice for us on making the best fried eggs?
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I like, whether it's, you know, hard boiled or soft boiled, I like a jammy egg. I like it to be a little bit runny. I think if you fully cook it, you're kind of missing out, but it does kind of make a mess. But I mean, there's nothing better than making an egg sandwich with a runny yolk, some really great cheese, maybe some Wisconsin cheese. You know, nice toasted piece of rustic bread. You can even put some pesto on, you know, something like that. You really can't go wrong with an egg sandwich with a lot of cheese.
Butter or oil for frying that egg?
I'm going to say butter just because it adds so much flavor. But I do a combination sometimes, a little bit of oil with a little bit of butter.
And as we wrap up, just in our last minute or so, Lisa, what if you had to make a dinner, a fancy dinner right now, what would be your egg-led dinner?
Oh, you know, I would have to say Eggs Benedict, and I know that's not like a typical dinner, but
I'll
it's so elegant and fancy. I would eat it for dinner as well. Follow it up with some nice creme brulee. I just think that would be the perfect dinner.
Lisa, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for sharing this with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Lisa Steele is the creator of the blog Fresh Eggs Daily. She raises chickens. She joined us on this edition of Food Friday to talk about her newest book. It is called The Fresh Eggs Daily Cookbook, over 100 fabulous recipes to use eggs in unexpected ways. You don't have to be done with eggs just because we're done talking about them. You can find a couple recipes from Lisa. We've got the one we talked about, that baked eggs and butternut squash rings. That sounds really good. I'll try that in squash season this fall for sure. And we didn't get to this one, but it's online at WPR.org/Food Friday, a tomato caprese quiche. I like making a good quiche. I've got one in my freezer right now. Again, find both those recipes at WPR.org/Food Friday. And there's still time for you to share your favorite egg dishes, your egg raising, your chicken raising experiences, and hey, maybe some pictures. You can do that on the Ideas Network Facebook page.